When everything you know in life is about to be wiped out, will you get swept away in despair? Hi, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When you feel like your whole world is shaken to pieces, when people you thought would be in your life forever suddenly leave or pass away, how do you try to reconstruct your life? Do you try to fix it yourself, or do you look to someone in power to reorder the world in the way you think it should be? Or do you go to God, trusting Him to be your anchor in the chaos? Let's talk about that with this story, Peace in an Earthquake by Shannon Smith. 8 centuries before Christ's birth, a Hebrew girl clung to her mother's leg. Rumors of war loomed over Judah like an ominous rain cloud. The ruthless Assyrians pressed against the northern border. Could Judah's towns withstand an attack? Northern tribes had already fallen. The little girl's future looked uncertain. At any moment, her life might crumble to pieces. Her community gathered around to hear the words of the prophet Isaiah, hoping for any promise of God's deliverance. The girl lifted her head when she heard, "Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." God didn't promise immediate deliverance from the chaos. The mountains could shake, the hills may disappear, but even in an uncertain world, His unfailing love will prevail. 8 centuries later, God in the flesh announced that the promise of this coming peace was fulfilled in Him. But first, His followers would grieve. Though Jesus will surely renew creation and all who belong to Him will live with Him forever, until that day, He said the world will bring troubles, but He has already prevailed, John 16:33. When uncertainty and dread overwhelm us, what do we look to for relief? Often we blame God for not easing our burdens, or we take the burden on ourselves to do better or try harder, and then we beat ourselves up when things don't turn out as we hoped. But again, in John 16:33, Jesus says, "Take heart. The peace of God never depended on our strength, but on God's unfailing love, which can never be shaken." Even when the earth shakes beneath us, God's covenant of peace steadies us. All right, let's think about this for a second. Isaiah spoke of God's judgment on His people, how enemy nations would conquer them and take them into exile because of the people's stubborn rebellion and sin. Yet Isaiah also spoke of a promised rescuer. In Isaiah 7:14, it's Emmanuel, God with us. He would take upon Himself the punishment for the sins of the people. He would die, but then live again, justifying all who turn to Him and bringing peace to the whole world. Have you ever thought about what it might have been like for the people who lived during Isaiah's time in the Old Testament? When we face trouble, how could it bring us hope to remember God's promises, especially in light of what we now know from the New Testament about how these promises are fulfilled in Jesus? Now, you and I can read Isaiah 54:10. "My unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed." And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Isaiah 54:7 through 14, John 16:33, of course, and Romans 8:31 through 39 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Is there something you've been learning about God yourself that you want to share with others? So you can go to unlocked.org and tap "Write for us" in the menu to find out how you can send in your own story. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how you can weed out intrusive thoughts and replace them with God's promises and love. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.